looking for a takeaway this morning as the Obama administration is unveiling its plan to combat HIV/AIDS. The epidemic, when it burst on the scenes in the 80s, of course, became a matter of central to public health policy in all administrations since.
Absolutely. And there was also, you know what, the difference is, though, that the abject fear of HIV and AIDS seems to have gone away among the general American public.
Well, certainly in a generation, AIDS has gone from being a real scare to the entire national population to a much more focused public health problem threatening certain vulnerable communities.
Yep.
And we're used to an AIDS policy being rolled out by administration after administration. It's almost a ritual, but we really stand at this particular moment in time at a unique perspective, trying to get the infection rate down, trying to get the infection rate to move. It really hasn't moved below that 50 or 56,000 per year rate. Traditional information channels promoting safe sex practices, preventive techniques, and effective but expensive drug therapies don't seem to reach these vulnerable populations today. And the Obama administration's strategy is aimed at reducing an infection rate that has been immovable for years. Later this hour, we're going to talk with Kathleen Sebelius, Secretary of Health and Human Services, who will lay out the logic behind the new policy and figure out if she believes that number can really be moved downward. But here are some numbers. More than 1 million Americans are living with HIV, and almost half of that group is African American, though blacks only represent 12% of the national population. What are the best information channels in the African American community? It might just be the traditional black church, if the church can be flexible about some of its traditions and sensitivities. Here to talk about that information channel is maybe an object lesson for other vulnerable communities who are dealing with AIDS infection rates that the Obama administration is going to attempt to address later today is Reverend Marvin Moss, senior pastor of Cascade United Methodist Church in Atlanta. Good morning, Reverend.
Good morning.
And Kelvin Barlow joins us once again. He was diagnosed as HIV positive 9 years ago when he was 17 years old. He also makes his home in Atlanta, Georgia. Kelvin, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
So, Kelvin, from your perspective, are the people who are vulnerable to HIV and AIDS right now in this era churchgoers? Are they paying attention to what goes on in church? I want to explore the information channel of the black church right now and to see how credible and how deeply it penetrates into the community. Kelvin?
For me, I don't think a lot of the churchgoers are HIV positive, but there is a large number of those that are HIV positive that do attend church. I just think it's the community at large that is really impacted by it. Men that have sex with men, gay, same gender loving. I think that community is largely impacted, as well as women.
Reverend Marvin Moss, as a pastor in Atlanta, how does the information channel work in the black community from the pulpit? Are you speaking to the entire community? Are you speaking to individuals who are maybe high risk in the congregation itself? Or are you dealing with influential members of families who then pass that information on to high risk groups?
Well, the message on any given day, and not just Sunday, is a kingdom message wherein we're encouraging individuals to hold to the biblical mandate to love your neighbor as yourself. And that helps us understand that whether one particular population is affected or not, this is a kingdom issue. And the black church needs to become as prevalent as it was at one time in getting information out and educating the community.
How do you reconcile the need to aggressively get the message out with traditional sensitivities about talking about sexual content, including homosexuality? How do you make that balance and negotiate that trade-off?
Well, for us at Cascade, we have a health and wellness ministry led by Dr. Mac Norris, a registered nurse, a healthcare professional, and she is able to garner the support of other healthcare professionals in the church. We partner with Morehouse School of Medicine, led by Dr. John Maupin, and so we get the resources that we need to get the message out. But what helps us hit home is speaking a message, knowing that everyone in the congregation has been affected personally or relationally by HIV/AIDS.
Hmm. Kelvin Barlow, have you ever heard a sermon preached from the pulpit on issues that are relevant to your HIV infection?
Yes.
And just tell me the circumstances, if you could.
They were messages that actually empowered me in my latter life. As a teenager, you know, I always heard messages about, you know, it just being a sickness and, you know, things of that nature. But in my latter days, I actually hear messages that affirm the healing of my sickness, the healing of my mind, the healing of my heart, and just really kind of internalizing it as a thing of progression.
Right. Reverend Moss, have you ever preached a sermon on AIDS?
On AIDS specifically, but I have preached on the human condition and how we are to be concerned with those issues that concern the entire community. So HIV, AIDS was a part of the sermon, but I appreciate Kelvin's comment in that the message that needs to go out to the community, to the kingdom, is that the relevancy of being concerned about those health issues is a major part of the church and our youth. Many churches say they want youth in the church, but there are some things that need to be done to attract the youth so we can get the message out to them.
But it sounds like the message needs to aggressively reach the teenager that Kelvin was when he wasn't paying that much attention, which might involve maybe being a little more aggressive and explicit about the kinds of messages you deliver.
And you're absolutely right. And here's what happens for us. Our youth ministry, we focus during our youth explosion in August on sexuality, on dealing with you know, how lifestyles and choices can impact your future. But we look at that through our Christian Rites of Passage led by Ida Crook. They deal with rising juniors and seniors, helping them understand choices.
Well, it's all about credible outreach, that's for sure, whether we're talking about teens or other infected populations. Reverend Marvin Moss is senior pastor of Cascade United Methodist Church in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And Kelvin Barlow, diagnosed with HIV 9 years ago. Kelvin, good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
The AIDS strategy is going to be unveiled at 2 p.m. Eastern at a White House-sponsored event. More about it later on this hour.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.